Okay, hey guys, we are here to talk about the talking stage.
Yes, so there's many different parts to the talking
many,
stage.
Many different parts.
And Lydia and I, we love to dig deep into the girl's brain and the guy's brain. I don't know what that means, but the mindset of the male and female people of
this
earth.
We will sit for hours and discuss, like, the opposite gender's mindset. Like, for hours. We do this for hours.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Like, what's the first part of a talking stage?
Okay, so basically, I feel like all of it goes like this.
Okay.
You start Snapchatting or you start talking, and then there's kind of a mutual interest, and you're just kind of feeling each other out, right?
Right.
And then it kind of, I feel like this is the making and breaking point. So either it's gonna work out or one of you has to end it.
Yes, and that's the tricky situation we all encounter once in our lives.
So we're gonna tell like a few stories of like ending it or like making it work and just give you some advice about the talking stage.
Okay, I'm trying to think of the first one. Oh, I think a big thing that guys tend to do, I don't want to stereotype anyone.
Oh, I know where this is going.
But when they start talking to you, it's been like about a week, 2 weeks, they get comfortable, the awkwardness has just kind of gone away. They start to feel like they can send you music. Has this ever happened, Lynn?
Yes, this has happened to me countless times, I'd say. And then
it's great.
Yes.
But also, it's very, very scary if you are into it.
Yes. So let's say you're not into this guy.
Yes,
and
let's say it.
He sends you this song, like, "Oh my god, I love you so much," is like the first lyric.
Even if it's a very low quality song, but the lyrics are very high quality.
Yes.
He's into you.
And then the next song is like, "Baby, I just want to be with you constantly. I never want you to leave me. Hold me tight."
And it's been, let's just say hypothetically, 6 days of you talking.
Guys, you need to chill. We do not want that. That is so clingy and needy.
Exactly. Here's the thing, ladies. Or gents, whatever, whoever's listening to this podcast, girls don't want that.
No.
And guys think that girls want to be told how much they want them right away. No, that's creepy.
No.
We want to be told that, but not within 5 days of knowing you.
No.
No, we are not the clingy ones. Guys are clingy.
Yes.
I'm saying it right here, right
We're
now.
We're going to offend some people, but it is so true. So, okay, here, I'm just going to lay out the dynamics, okay?
Okay.
So, basically, I feel like the guy starts to, like, play in the move, and the girl's just like, oh, like, hanging back. Mm-hmm. And so the guy, like, goes in, and then, basically, like, a week later, he's laying out signs. Like, he's sending you songs, he's asking you to hang out, he's being like, oh, stop, I hate you, or like, oh, you know you love me. Like, those sort of things. Like, kind of feeling it out. And if the girl's into it, like, okay, that's fine, but here are some warning signs that she's not into it. Blair?
Yes. Well, let me tell you. If they say, like, oh, you know you love me, and the girl says, oh, no, 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 that's not the move, that's not the move, that's not me being sarcastic, or, I mean, hypothetically, someone being sarcastic, that means you're genuinely not interested.
Right.
And that's what's hard, and I feel like that's what we need to talk about today.
Yes.
How to appropriately deny someone.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are hurtful.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a mean person.
No. No girl literally wants to, like, crush this guy's soul.
No. And so it's like, is ghosting the right option?
Mm-hmm.
I don't personally think so.
I don't think so.
But is being honest the right option?
It's hard, but okay, so let's just discuss, like, a few techniques that we have used in the past.
Okay.
So I will start out with the first one, and I personally, yes, have ghosted before. I'm not proud of it.
Same.
But I think a good way to do it, and I know it's kind of like sneaky, but is honestly bring up other guys and like say your type and be like, yeah, like coming from like a friend, like what do you, I'm really into this guy, what do you think that he likes? Like,
true.
I'm trying to like get him to like me. And so immediately he's like, whoa, this girl thinks of me as just a friend. Like, she thinks me as so much of a friend that she's asking me for bro advice.
Yeah.
Like, she immediately,
you gotta put him on bro status.
You immediately, like, just bro zone me. Like, this is not gonna go anywhere. I feel like that's a nice way, polite way of just being like, yo, I'm not into you, but, like, you're a great friend. I want you around.
Yeah, drop the homie, drop the bro.
Yes,
call
pal,
whatever
bud.
You can to insinuate that it is not a romantic
not
relationship
romantic.
Button.
You are no position for romance.
Exactly. So, when is it, like, too soon to start just telling someone away. I feel like it's never too soon.
I don't think it's ever too soon. Like, if you're genuinely, it's never too late. If you're genuinely not interested in this dude and you know in your heart, like, for me, I have tried to like men that I just can't like.
That's what's hard because us women, I feel like most of us, are like, we gotta give them a shot.
Yes!
But deep down, the day you talk to them, there's nothing happening.
It is literally the first
day. You feel no vibes. And you're like, I'm gonna feel it on day 32. I just know it. And you wait and you wait and you wait. And guess what? Day 32 comes and you feel nothing.
The vibes are canceled. Yes!
Because you're so far in, you don't know what to do. Right. And then you have to seem rude because you've been leading them on.
Yeah. So for girls in the talking stage, if you're into them, I would stay flirtatious. I would, like, kind of roll with the music, like, send them a few songs back because that just kind of cues them, like, oh, we're in. And just, guys love it when girls make the first move.
Exactly.
They love it. They love it. So what you're going to do is you're going to be like, oh, yeah, like, maybe just come with me this time. But also, you need to seem, like, aloof that, like, they can't get you, but, like, it's an honor that you're talking to them.
No one wants someone who's too available.
No. No.
You have to be unavailable so they can, like, chase you down.
Yes, because you're, like, this idolized thing, like, oh, I want that because no one can have it. Right. That is mine.
And same for guys.
Yeah, same for guys.
Right. Like, I don't want a guy who's Snapchatting me, texting me 24/7.
No.
I know they have nothing better going on.
Right.
And that's just not appealing to anyone.
Right.
I want someone who's busy and involved, but also I know makes time for me.
Yes.
And that's the key factor.
Honestly, that's such a good point because when I am attracted to a guy, it's because he is, like, kind of busy with his friends and he's not, like, always available for me. And I'm like, ooh, a challenge. Like, can I get this boy to like me back?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're a guy and you are getting these uninterested signs. What do you do from here?
Honestly, I don't know.
I say move on.
I say just get out of there while you can.
Save face and just pretend like it never happened.
I think, guys, it's a big ego.
Yeah, it's demotion. An ego crusher. It's an ego crusher.
And it's hard for them to think that, like, oh my God, this girl doesn't like me like that. Like, what am I going to do? But really, it's not that deep.
No.
Like, you will find someone, and you don't want someone who's half interested in you. So don't put your effort into a half interested girl.
Right. And I could say the same goes for girls. Like, let's say this really, like, cool guy is starting to Snapchat you, and then you find out he's Snapchatting, like, 15 other girls, and that's a huge ego crusher. Like, you just are like, wow, this guy doesn't really care about me whatsoever. So what do you, like, I feel like you just need to get involved and moved on.
Yeah, and I feel like in the beginning of the talking stages, you can't take what anyone says honestly too seriously. They're going to tell you how great you are. They're going to tell you how amazing you are. But it doesn't matter because they're just talking.
Right.
It's all about actions. And if they don't follow through, then they aren't the one for you.
Oh, that was so good.
Thank you.
Okay, Blair, just share us a story about a guy that we thought really, really liked you, but then ended up just like being a piece of trash.
Oh, well, that one. So, you know, sometimes guys will come into your life and they'll chase you down.
Yes.
And you're like, wow, like, this is amazing.
And they are like, oh my God, you are my whole world. Like,
yeah, and like, it doesn't even have to be.
I revolve around you.
Yeah, and like, in a good way,
in
though.
In a good way, yeah.
And you're like, into it, and you're feeling the vibes.
Yes, you have such a great connection. You're like, I do not have a connection with anyone else on this
like
planet.
This.
Except for this person.
Right. So then, girls, this is when we become weak. This is when we lose our strength.
Yes.
Because we succumb to the men and we go,
it hurts,
wow,
it hurts.
They are the one. We have to check in on them, make sure they're okay. How is their
snap
day going?
Instagram DMs.
You have to see if they're active and how long ago.
Yes.
And like, oh my God.
Stop it.
Send them
tweets
to think of them. Send them music. And all of a sudden, you notice they aren't talking to you as much. They are backing away. And you're like, no.
They're being distant and cold.
And you say, why are you being so distant? And they're like, I'm just busy. I have life. And you're like, wait, I have life too.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, ladies, we've given up our lives to devote it to making sure that they know we like them. And guess what? They don't freaking care anymore because you're already so available.
Yes, you are so available and you are just like basically devoting all of your time to find out whether this guy was active on Instagram 15 minutes ago or 18 minutes ago.
Right.
Like,
what does it matter? If they're not writing to you, they're not writing to you.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. And we've all been there where we obsess over it. But really, it shouldn't matter.
It should not matter.
And here's a big tip. If they wanted to, they would.
Yes.
And that's the thing. We want to, so we do. Yes. And then we want to so much that they don't. And that's just a freaking sign.
The girls, we have a downfall of just wanting. We're like, wow, this is so good. I want more. Yes. They're like, put some more. Put some more. Put some more. And then the guys are like, you need to calm down.
Right. And then they back up.
Yes.
And then they maybe end up ghosting you. And then get a girlfriend 2 weeks later. Who knows? Just hypotheticals. But, like, it's just so real. And you just have to take their, I don't even know. Like, they're just crazy.
You have to take their mindset and think, how can I use this for your advantage? Because guys,
yes,
they really aren't thinking into all this talking stage like we are.
Right.
Like, we are analyzing every text. We're analyzing the time that he opened the snap. We are analyzing literally everything. We are putting it in the group chat. We are asking our best friends, what does this mean? And guys are...
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
We're taking things that are meaningless and just making some crazy story in our mind, like, oh my god, they were at the tennis court 2 minutes ago and they haven't snapchatted us, therefore they're with Cindy down the street and they're cheating on me.
Right.
And we aren't even dating.
Right.
It's just like, don't do that to yourself, ladies. No. It's so easy to do, and I know you guys will still go do it after this podcast, but literally, just try not to do it, because it's not going to be a healthy,
it is not healthy
relationship at all.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so, the talking phase, oh, gotta love it, but I think the best way to go about the talking phase is for the girls to play a little bit hard to get.
Yes.
What do you think?
I agree. I just think, like we said earlier, being aloof, not always being available, and, like, that doesn't mean you have to be like, okay, every time you Snapchat me 15 minutes later, I respond. Like, it doesn't have to be that thought out, but just... honestly, keep doing your life, because the time that they're the most attracted to you is when you're, like, the most single.
Yes.
And when you're focusing on yourself is when they're like, wow, like, this girl's amazing. She has everything going for her.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute that you think you guys like each other and you give that all up just to make sure that they know they like you, like, it doesn't know. Like, it doesn't work like that. It will not last. It will not last.
Yeah. So, I think that's so honest. And tell me that one piece of advice. Blair, I was, like, in the car, and she told me this amazing piece of advice that was, like, why you're seeking the partner. We don't know if this is true or not.
Yes, my theory.
Your theory, yes. Please enlighten them with your theory.
Okay, so I came up with this theory the other day when I was doing my homework, and I thought, wow, I feel like when you start to fall for someone, and it doesn't matter if it's, like, love or you're just talking or whatever, you are looking for the characteristics in someone that you lack yourself at that time.
Yes.
So it's like, if you are kind of in a rut and you're a little down, you are looking for someone who's positive and outgoing and is going to, like, pull you out of that. Mm-hmm. And those qualities are great, and those are great to mesh together. But at the end of the day, you, like, need to get those qualities for yourself.
Yes.
Because then you're going to rely on that person, and that's when things go downhill.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just think that's really... it could be a theory that, like, what you're lacking in yourself is what you look for in others.
I honestly, I, like, kind of look back at my own, like, dating life, if you call it. I don't know. The love life. No. But, so, I looked back in high school. There was this one guy, and I just thought he was so cool, pull all the ladies, and I just wanted that so bad. And eventually, we ended up kind of being together, not really, but just, like, for a little bit. And then I, like, pretty much moved on to my... most long-term boyfriend, I'd say, ex now, of course. And he was very stable. He was always there for me, very kind. And that's when I was going through kind of a hard time in my life. And I really, really needed that.
Yeah.
And then I moved on to my current boyfriend, and he's super fun and outgoing. And at my new college, I was a freshman incoming, and I just really wanted that fun and adventure, because I thought this place is, like, boring as heck, and, like, I need someone to spice it up.
Right.
And I feel like I was really looking for that in someone else, and I found it, and I really think that's a good theory, because, well, it made sense for my life, so.
Yeah.
It makes sense for yours, probably. I don't know.
Leave a comment down below.
Yeah, leave a comment. We want to hear.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have anything else?
I don't know. Is this the wrap of our first podcast?
I don't know. I don't know how long it is. We are just kind of talking straightforward. Oh my gosh, what if it's not recording?
Oh my god, that'll be terrible.
We've been talking a long time.
Yes. Okay, so give us some feedback. Let us know if you like what we hear.
If you like what you hear, that would be great. And, oh, in the future, we want to try incorporating, like, you guys. So, if you want to leave a comment of, like, a personal story of a situation that's going on in your life.
Any questions, comments.
Then, we could, like, talk about it in a future episode. Mm-hmm. And we could tell you, like, our advice and how to work through it. Of course, it would be anonymous unless you wanted us to say your name. But, I mean, I don't know. No,
totally anonymous. We're not going to be exposing anyone on here.
Yes. And just share our podcast. Let people know about it. We're really excited for all the future episodes to come.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. This is on the, like, a spur-of-the-moment idea. But I think it will be good.
Yeah. Let us know what you think.
All right.
Bye guys.